Chapter 5. It's amazing how many peer into a casket that never check to see if the person inside is breathing. Monroe's hands gripped the steering wheel of Carter's BMW 745 as he made his way across town. Life seemed surreal now that he was home and reunited with his fractured family. The streets had most definitely changed, and Monroe was slowly realizing that taking over his family's empire wouldn't be as simple as he had anticipated. His entitlement to his father's empire was being ignored, and Monroe knew that it would be a battle to regain his position within his own family. He would have to go get his spot, but in the meantime, he would have to make some power moves independently. He had some old business to attend to. His life had been left hanging in the air, but now that he was back, it was time to settle his affairs. It was apparent that his life had moved on without him, and that he had missed a lot in the time that he was gone. What should have been handed down to him was placed in Zaire's lap, and money felt slighted. Zaire wasn't blood. He had no right to the kingdom that his father had built from the ground up. Money wasn't into beef, but he fully intended on taking over the cartel. It was his destiny to head the infamous dynasty, and no matter who stood in the way, he would take his place as king of Miami. It was only a matter of time. Jameson Wiles was the most respected accountant in all of Miami. Money man to the stars, he was known for keeping everyone out of the crosshairs of the IRS. From kingpins to ball players and entertainers, his clientele were the elite of South Beach. If you were in the seven-figure gentleman's club, then you were smart enough to be a client of Jameson Wilds. Money had been